Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible. We usually take the hiatus after the NFL Draft, but lo and behold, the NFL Supplemental Draft is upon us in a few weeks, and we're joined with one of the young men who are going to be applying and could be entered into this year's Supplemental Draft. It's none other than Truman State Bulldog, Vanes Amokpai. Vanes, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Now, Vanes, I'm interested, you know, tell the people out there listening, what's it like? I mean, you know, you declare a few weeks ago that, you know, you're going to enter into the NFL Supplemental Draft. I mean, take us back to January prior to the, you know, the whole draft process. I mean, were you kind of leaning towards doing this way back then, or is this kind of something that just creeped up on you, you know, recently?
Definitely thinking about doing it back then. I've actually made up my mind before the season started that I was going to go ahead and graduate and try to take that next step. And some things transpired, and I'm ineligible for the regular draft. And so the supplemental draft was calling my name.
And once you declare those papers, I mean, what changes in your mind for yourself? I mean, obviously, did you start doing some, like, any like combine type training? I mean, are you going to have a pro day or any workouts for teams or anything of that nature?
Yeah, of course. I've been doing, definitely been training. I trained it during the school year. Definitely kept doing it down here in KC after the school year. I've been training. I even had a workout session earlier today, and we will be holding another workout for scouts here in the first week of July.
And you're doing that in KC?
Yeah, that's correct.
Nice. And in terms of interest from NFL teams, I mean, has anyone kind of shown interest in you thus far?
I mean, to date, counting the day, I've had 24 of the teams contact me or my agent asking for some more information, just kind of doing the homework. So it's definitely, I feel like there's some interest there for sure.
Nice. And Vanes, before we kind of get into this whole NFL and, where you're headed, looking back at your time at college, I mean, at Truman State, I mean, can you believe it's kind of come and gone, and now you're at the, you know, the front door of knocking on the NFL?
Yeah, it's almost surreal. You know, every kid wishes they could play in the NFL, and even going into college, you're like, you know, I got 4 years to make it happen, and now that it's almost there, at least almost getting a shot, it's surreal.
And I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, was there a certain point, maybe a player that you went up against, or a moment where it kind of defined you, to yourself that, you know what, I have what it takes to make it to the next level?
I mean, just my whole career at Truman, really, I played against a few guys that are in the league right now, players like Ejon Robinson and players of his caliber, Xavier Elmond, and just playing against them and seeing what they could do, and then going out and doing some of the things they could do, it's kind of like, okay, you know, if they can do it, why can't I?
Yes, and you're definitely a talented kid here on the NFL Draft Bible. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And Vanes Amokpai, he was a 2009 honorable mention for the MIAA conference. And the interesting thing is, I mean, the website for your school has you listed as a wide receiver, but you led the team in rushing and receiving. You're a very multi-purpose player, very versatile. I mean, what do you consider yourself?
I feel like most teams that have me projected as kind of an H-back type player. I feel like I definitely possess the skills to be a dual threat coming out of the backfield, whether it be catching the ball or running the ball, and then just have the body to be a fullback. I just kind of do whatever they need me to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you return kicks, you return punts, you played some wildcat quarterback, you know, in the wildcat formation. Like I said, I mean, 524 yards on 97 carries, a 5.4 average, that's fantastic. And then you add the 9 total touchdowns, you're the, you know, receiving leader in yardage and receptions. So, I mean, you were the Truman State offense. Do you prefer one position over the other? I mean, do you just feel more comfortable maybe running the ball? Or, I mean, do you feel comfortable, you know, being that H-back or a wide receiver role?
I mean, there's not really one position I prefer over the other. In my time at Truman, I've kind of been taught how to play everything, and so it all comes pretty natural. I feel comfortable playing every position. Like I said, I mean, it's whatever they need me to do, whatever they ask of me, I try to make sure and execute.
Nice. And I mean, the latest I saw, you're about what, 5'11", 242? Is that correct, or are you kind of up or down?
Oh, I mean, 242 to 245 is usually around where I'm weighing nowadays.
Nice. And when you kind of started doing this training, I mean, was there a goal in mind, like a certain weight or anything that you kind of wanted to get to, or is that what you kind of, is that what you played at while you were at school?
Actually, while I was at school, I played at about 230. I actually put on some muscle mass after graduating, getting down to KC and kind of working a little bit harder, having that, dedicating most of my time to that. Now I'm up to about 245, and really there wasn't a weight goal. It was really just we wanted to decrease my BMI and just kind of get more lean body mass. So I put on weight, and I put on weight if I didn't. You know, it was just we wanted to make sure that my body, because I weren't really looking at the number on the scale.
And you feel good? I mean, that extra weight, it's not affecting you at all? You still feel fluid?
Oh, yeah, I feel real fluid. Everything still feels the same. Like I said, a lot of it's been a lot of lean muscle, so it hasn't really been slowing me down any.
Nice. That's excellent. And I mean, for you, I mean, school is, I mean, was there anybody at your time at Truman that, you know, kind of was like a mentor to you, or like a player or a coach, kind of somebody that you kind of would, you know, bounce things off of, or if you had any issues, you could kind of go to them?
I mean, just the whole coaching staff in general. If I had any problems, I could go to anybody on the coaching staff, whether it be with life or football. And then there was actually a guy, James Walton. He graduated before I actually set foot on campus, but when I came home on visit, kind of let me know, you know, that he thought I was a special player, so we kept in touch for all 4 years. And just kind of, he always had that goal for me to make sure he was pushing me and making sure I needed to do what I needed to do to hopefully get the shot that I get in July.
Nice. And I mean, has it hit you yet that, I mean, you know, I mean, there's not too many gentlemen out there that could say 24 NFL teams have shown interest in me. I mean, when you kind of get that response, I mean, what's the reaction?
I mean, it's wow, it's crazy. it really is, because, I mean, coming out of Truman State, a D2 school, even myself, I was shocked, you know, when I first got the first couple of teams that called me. I was like, oh, that's a good start, you know, thinking it would taper off, but then the call just kept coming, and it's been crazy.
And then, you know, in a few weeks, I mean, did you watch the NFL draft in April? Did you pay close attention to that?
I did. I watched a little bit. I didn't have cable. I went over to my friend's house, and he sat down, and he watched the first couple of rounds, just kind of kept track of what some of the teams were doing, seeing who was drafted and then what positions, kind of like just weighing what teams I felt like still had a need for me when it came July.
And growing up, I mean, was there anybody that you rooted for or you still root for now?
I was born in Nashville, so the Titans are close to my heart, but I've always been an Indianapolis Colts fan for some reason.
Yeah, there you go. And then they could use a big bruiser like yourself, you know, coming out of that H-back role. Vanessa, I'm also, I mean, because you're such a versatile player, I mean, a lot of guys come on the show, very few, you know, are as versatile, have accomplished as much from different positions as yourself. And I ask everyone this question. I mean, if we put Vanessa Mockpie on the NFL field today, who are you going to remind us the most that already plays on Sundays?
I actually get a lot of comparisons to a guy that came out of my conference in D2, who plays for San Francisco, named Delaney Walker. When I first got to the conference, everybody in the conference that knew him and the team he played was calling me Baby Walker. I get a lot of comparisons to him.
That's very nice. And, I mean, that Baby Walker role, I mean, looking at that, I mean, does that kind of inspire you when you kind of hear things like that?
It did. It definitely did, knowing that a guy that had already been there before me, had been in my shoes, had played in my league, made it, and he's doing well for himself in the NFL, kind of definitely inspired me and let me know that it's definitely possible, even though you're going D2, you're not the big name, but, you know, if you have the skills, they're going to find you, and if you can prove yourself, you're going to get a chance.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you know, the folks listening out there, we're talking with Vanessa Mockpie, the Truman State honorable mention, running back / wide receiver, H-back, the do-it-all guy. Vanessa, looking at your game, I mean, is there anything that you kind of really take pride in more than anything else? I mean, is there something that you just kind of like pat yourself on the back and like, man, I really do that well?
There's one thing that I could say that I definitely do well, especially that I get a lot of attention for a guy my size is my hands, you know, being a receiver my whole career. I feel like I catch the ball pretty well for a for a fullback, H-back type of guy. If there's one thing that I could take myself is, if there's one quality that I'd say would be my best quality, it would be my hands.
Nice. And for the folks out there listening, you can also Google Vanessa's name, Vanessa, V-A-N-N-E-S-S, Mokpae, E-M-O-K-P-A-E. You Google that name and you guys are going to find him a nice little YouTube clip of you doing that 52-inch box leap. I mean, you know, how do you come about doing something like that, Vanessa?
Well, it was the first time around. Like I said, I went through the whole process and nobody really knew who I was. And so we got to talking one day and everybody does a YouTube video. So I was like, one of my trainer and my agent, like, you know, you should put one of these together. Is there anything you think you could do? I'm like, you know, I really don't know. And so they're like, do you think you jump on a 52-inch box? Like, I feel like I could. And so we just went out one day, went to the facilities and stacked them up, measured it out, jumped on the box, did a little dunking with my basketball background, got that taken care of. And I was like, you know, I can do a backflip too. Is that something that we could show? So we went ahead and just filmed those two things and put it out there. See.
Now that looks like, now people watching that video, Vanessa, it looks pretty smooth. Now that 52-inch leap, was that like the first edit, or did you have to do a few runs on that before you got it just perfect?
It was actually back to back. The first one you see is with a little drop step. That was just a funny good feel for it. And then right after that, it was back to back. I went from the drop step straight into from the standstill.
Nice. Yeah, it's impressive. Like I said, anyone listening to the show on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, Vanessa Amokpae. You guys, you know, YouTube his name, and you're going to see that clip. And, yeah, I did. I saw the dunks, and I also saw the backflip. I mean, dude, was there any gymnastics in your heart growing up? I mean, you're very, you know, so flexible and so limber and all that stuff. I mean, did you do anything like that growing up?
I didn't do gymnastics, but I played soccer my whole life. I played almost every sport, but soccer was definitely my big sport growing up. And, that's kind of where I got my footwork and being a little more agile than most people would expect.
Nice. Are you paying close attention to the World Cup?
Yeah, I actually am. It'll leave my team. They're not doing so hot, but I feel like they're going to come on strong in the end.
Nice. And America had the big win today. Everyone's excited with it.
Amazing.
Yeah. That last Italy game, I mean, that you kept waiting. I never seen so many shots on goal that just for some reason couldn't make it into the net. It was just amazing watching that last game they had.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Vanessa Mokpae, he's going to be entered into the NFL 2010 supplemental draft, and it's a draft that is held after the April draft, and it's for guys in special circumstances that didn't decide to declare earlier. But for whatever reasons, they decide to declare now. And, I mean, for you, I mean, you know these NFL teams, how stingy they are with these picks. I mean, are you going to be a little, you know, deflated if you don't hear, you know, your name called with one of those picks? I mean, obviously there's nothing you can do, but, I mean, are you prepared for that undrafted free agent type role?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I am prepared for that. I know that, like you said, they're giving up the draft for next season. They pick me up in this draft, but, you know, I kind of realize that and know that if I don't get picked, it may not necessarily be because I wasn't good enough. It's just that, like you said, the picks are valuable.
Yeah,
you don't want to save that pick and get me picking up the free agency, which is totally fine with me.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, for you, the realization, I mean, obviously, was it a childhood dream, I mean, to play professional football? I mean, was there, or did, you know, as a young man, you know, was there anything else on your heart?
I mean, I just wanted to be able to do what I love to do, which is play sports, play football, be active for a job, really. Be able to support my family, make that money, be able to support my family, make sure that not only am I okay, but the people around me are okay.
Nice. And, you know, before we let you go, too, I mean, Greg Nesbitt, the coach of Truman, I think this was his first year at the, you know, at the end of the year he took over. I mean, did that persuade you either way?
I mean, I'd already decided to come out, but that was kind of like confirmation because not that he's a bad coach or anything. I actually think he's a great coach. I feel like he's going to do some big things at Truman, but just having to switch systems and having to relearn a whole new system.
Yeah.
I felt like I wouldn't be able to play as fast as I wanted to. So, and I had a decent year this year. So I figured I'd come out while I was, you could say, on top.
Nice. Well, Vanessa, before we let any of our guests go on the show, we always have a thing called Three Downs and Out. They're just kind of some simple one-line questions on the lighter side of nature. You ready to take a shot with those? I said, are you ready to take a shot with some of these questions?
Okay.
All right. First down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I'd probably do a little bit of dancing.
Nice.
In high school, I always did a little hip-hop dance with Michael Jackson, things of that nature, so I'd probably try to showcase a little bit of that.
Okay, very nice. And would you prefer to be a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Probably a male runway model would be a little bit easier. I don't, my vocals aren't that great, but... I'd be easier to make
it
into a model than a lead
singer. Very nice. And Vanessa, the final question, if you could endorse and be the face of any product, what would you be like to be the face and the spokesperson of?
Definitely Nike. I'm a pretty firm Nike supporter as far as shoes and clothing and all the athletic wear. You won't usually catch me anything other than Nike when it comes to football equipment and stuff like that. So I'd definitely like to
No, that's terrific. Well, Vanessa, hey, we want to wish you the best. We'd love to touch base with you right after, the supplemental draft has come to a conclusion and, find out kind of, where you're at and where you're headed and your thoughts moving forward. That sound cool?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Well, Vanessa Mockpie, Truman State, 2009 honorable mention in the MIAA. And like I said, he's one of the talented young men available for the supplemental draft, one of the most versatile players in college football. And he's going to be making his path towards the NFL draft, supplemental draft, in a few weeks. Vanessa, best of luck in your training. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep. That's Vanessa Mockpie here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and appreciate you guys taking some time out of your busy day. There's a lot of things you'd be doing, but you're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows.